Hey there, friends. Welcome to Reentry 101, Foundations for Success, where we explore the journey of rebuilding lives after incarceration, one step at a time. I'm your host, Aaron, and today we're diving into a topic that proves transformation is possible even in the most challenging environments. But first, let's start with a little humor, because laughter is good for the soul, and today's topic is all about hope and change. Why don't skeletons fight each other? Because they don't have the guts. I mean, sometimes you need a good laugh to break the ice, right? And let's face it, breaking the ice is often the first step toward building trust, whether it's in a family, a workplace, or even within a prison. All right, let's dive in. When you think about prison, you probably picture the usual. Bars, guards, maybe that cafeteria scene from every crime drama you've ever seen. But what if I told you that within those walls, something incredible is happening? Something that has the power to change not just individuals, but entire communities. That's exactly what's going on at the Richard A. Handlon Correctional Facility in Michigan, where the Calvin Prison Initiative has taken root. This program allows incarcerated individuals to earn bachelor's degrees in faith and community leadership. And let me tell you, this isn't just about academics. It's about reshaping lives and creating mentors who lead by example. In the traditional prison culture, survival often depends on isolation and mistrust. But CPI flips the script. By equipping participants with tools like leadership skills, critical thinking, and deep-seated empathy, it creates a ripple effect. Suddenly, you've got people inside those walls who aren't just surviving. They're thriving, inspiring others, and making prison a safer, more hopeful place for everyone. One graduate of the program described earning his degree as a moment that restored his dignity. He said, "For the first time in years, I felt like I was more than a number. I was someone with purpose, someone my family could be proud of." And here's the kicker. He's now mentoring other incarcerated individuals, helping them prepare for their futures outside those walls. This isn't just about making prisons better. It's about equipping people to succeed when they step into the real world. Participants in programs like CPI gain skills that make them better communicators, stronger leaders, and more resilient problem solvers. When they re-enter society, they're not just getting by. They're showing up as contributors and changemakers. And here's where the magic happens. This transformation doesn't stay behind bars. It radiates outward. Families see it. Employers see it. Communities see it. And it challenges the stigma that too often follows people after incarceration. So, here's your actionable takeaway for today. If you're someone navigating re-entry or supporting a loved one in the process, look for peer leadership programs and educational opportunities. Whether it's a GED, trade certification, or a program like CPI, education can be a powerful tool for change. It's not about where you've been, it's about where you're going. And if you're looking for a starting point, check out programs like the Calvin Prison Initiative or similar opportunities for peer leadership in your area. We'll share links and resources in the show notes. All right, that's it for today's episode of Reentry 101, Foundations for Success. If you found this conversation inspiring, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who needs to hear it. Your support helps us keep the message alive. As always, remember this. No matter where you've been, you have the power to choose where you're going. Transformation is possible. One step, one choice, one connection at a time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time on Reentry 101, Foundations for Success.